Beginning Hot Data Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where normal is not my specialty. That's right, the show is back to normal, and it's also back to normal because it's being late as well, because that's what I do. I am your host, as always, Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. You can find me at odddadoutpodcast.com or at Odd Dad Out on all the social media places. And this is a show where I normally ramble and rant and tell you about some shit in the news that needs making fun of, and I tell you about other podcasts to listen to. But I know I just had a month of but not the normal stuff. Yeah, I'm doing this again. Why am I doing this again? Why am I deviating from the things that I tell you I'm going to do at the beginning of the show? Because basically the same reason that I did not complete Napod Pomo is the same reason why the show's late. It's the same reason why I basically don't have any prep right now. home life, work, new house balance. If you missed National Podcast Post Month and you just skipped it because you're like, fuck, I can't listen to this guy every day. Long story short, we're buying a house. That's it. Long story short. Yeah, that's as short as I can make that story. We're buying a house. And if you've ever bought a house, you know that it's a complicated process and moving is a pain in the ass, especially when you got four kids and you've accumulated a lot of shit and you kind of haven't sorted through all of your shit in like 10 years and you just keep pack ratting more stuff. And so, yeah, that's kind of that. And so I've accumulated a lot of stuff and we've spent a lot of time having to sort and pack and do all the things. And we are actually, if everything goes right, if paperwork and technical bullshit doesn't stop us, we should be moving in about 2 weeks. And that's not a lot of time. It really isn't. I mean, we've gotten a lot of stuff packed that we're pretty well on the way to stuff, but it's just some stuff, especially when you do work from your home computer in a certain capacity, that you can't pack some things up. I can't pack up my desk. I've cleared a lot of stuff, but I can't pack up my rig here, not just for this, but for the sake of I have editing clients and, you know, there's work to be done. I need my computer functional. And so, yeah, I can't pack this up yet. Although I have set a, hey, here's my cutoff day. I can't do any work past this day because I need to pack up my computer, but things like that. And, you know, we've thinned out the boys' clothes and our clothes and basically said, okay, this is what they need in a week. They need their school uniforms and they need X number of play clothes for being functional. They need a functional wardrobe for the next couple of weeks. And the rest of their shit got packed up. you spend a lot of breaking down things, sorting through things, getting things ready because there's so much crap to do. And we have a lot of stuff and we're getting rid of a lot of stuff and we're doing a lot of things and buying new furniture and stuff like this for the new house. And I actually I'm expecting a sofa to arrive today. But I decided because this is the summary of all the things that have been going on with me. If you've missed National Podcast Post Month, that's it. That's what's going on with me. So yeah, in the spirit of did not finish National Podcast Post Month, I've got a couple of little announcements. Coming up, I may miss the episode the week of the 16th. I would think the episode would be on December 18th. Would be that episode. I may or may not miss that episode on account of moving. We are moving that week and I may or may not even have my stuff together to do the show. But I missed a few interviews. There were a few interviews I did last month that I did not get to use, that I just didn't have the time to edit or anything. And so I have an interview coming up with Paul from the Countdown podcast, not the Paul that you hear all the time that everybody talks about. which you'll hear from later, but actually from Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews. And we sat down, we had like a 2-hour conversation. And I'm not going to burden you with listening to me yammer on for 2 hours, maybe one, not two necessarily. And so I just didn't have time to edit that down in, again, home life, new house stuff, work balance. And so I'm going to try to get that edited down for that week. Hopefully I'll be able to have that ready for that episode for the week, in place of, you know, I'm moving. Or if I don't have it out that week, I'm definitely going to have it by the end of the month and have that as my guest of the month episode. And I just didn't want to waste it. I didn't want to waste his time because we both kind of, he's in Australia. So it was a big thing to kind of orchestrate this conversation. And sorry if you're hearing, I just got a new chair and this thing squeaks like a bitch. And it's just, yeah, it's an old chair from work and because free. And so my chair squeaks if I move too much. So I've got to try not to move too much. But what else? Yeah, again, going to the didn't finish Napod Pomo. This week, I'm going to be going through voicemails because, oh yeah, I have a voicemail now. It is at 516-636-7631. As many seven or sixes and threes are in that, you'd think I'd have it down. Yeah, 516-ODOPOD1, which I can remember because that's what I made it out to be. And so that goes straight to voicemail. Don't be alarmed because it is also my voicemail for Dead Out Voice Productions, which is my editing business. It's one of those things that when you get a Google voicemail number, you have to verify it with a phone, and you can't verify more than one number with the same phone, so I can only have one. And so I need one for business, and I need one for the show, and so the voicemail message directs that. Anyway, again, if you want to leave me a voicemail, and I'm gonna open this up, and this is going into kind of something I want to do in 2020, is I want to start doing more voicemails, and I want to do voicemails not just for the sake of, hey, you left me a voicemail, I'll play it. I want you to send me your podcast recommendations. I want you to tell me, what do you want me to listen to? What do you want me to review? Because I said before that I wanted to get into doing more reviews of stuff, not just that I'm listening to, maybe stuff you want me to check out. What do you want my opinion on the show? Hey, why the fuck not? So that's something I want to do. But I want you to leave me a voicemail telling me what you want me to listen to, what you think of the shows, because I want to know your perspective, why you like the shows that you want me to listen to. So that's it. Again, the voicemail is 516-636-7631, 516-ODOPOD1. And I'm going to get better at remembering the number. But anyway, I'm going to dig into some voicemails now because, again, when I set this up during National Podcast Post Month, I did get a few voicemails from some familiar faces or voices because it's a podcast. From some familiar voices. I'm not editing shit today. I'm too tired. And so I've got some stuff. So coming up first, I have one from the other Paul. You know, the Paul that we talk about all the time. Paul Chomo from the Varmints podcast, actually, and I talked about it last month. He did the Napod Pomo challenge and he actually finished it because he was smart and pre-recorded stuff. And he's launched his new show, Checking In with Chomo, which he says he will be continuing on a more limited basis, not being crazy and trying to do it every day. But he started his own solo show. And so part of his episode, he left me a voicemail. So I'm going to just, in case you don't listen to Checking In with Chomo, which you should, because if you listen to me, you'll enjoy, Paul. That's just it. But I'm going to run that for you right here because, well, why the fuck not?
Hey, Adam, how are you? Have you gotten any voicemails yet? Well, now you have one. This is me, Paul. And I am calling your voicemail as part of my own show. I am using your voicemail as content for my show. Checking In with Chomo. How you doing, buddy? I should tell the people that your voicemail is 516-636-7631. So call Adam and leave him a voicemail and leave him a question. You're doing all right, Adam, buddy. thank you so much for giving me the nanopodmo idea. It just rolled off the tongue that time. It usually doesn't. Nanopodmo. And it rhymes with my last name. I just found out that it rhymes with my last name. Adam Higgins, I hope you're doing well. I hope the whole house thing is going well. Adam, if you don't know, he's either buying a house or he has bought a house. He's doing something with a house. And I'm here in my room, and I am just recording these like I am right now and putting them out into the world. I hate talking to voicemail. I hate it. Oh, we're just letting the time run out on this one. What's it, like 2 minutes? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you, Adam. Bye. Oh, is it more than 2 minutes? I can talk for more than 2 minutes. I thought there was like a 2 minute cutoff. All right. Adam, I'm very happy that you have a voicemail, and I'm going to call it again. And I won't sound like an idiot next time. And I actually probably will sound like an idiot next time, but maybe not as much of an idiot. So thank you for allowing me to use your voicemail as content for my show. And take care. See you. Talk to you later.
Oh, Paul. It's so awkward. I feel bad because it's like one of the most awkward voicemails ever. And he actually did put that on his show. And I don't remember what episode it was. But because I just don't have it in front of me. But yeah, you gotta love Paul in that he is like, he can be so awkward in something like a voicemail. I love that he like counted it down. Like, all right, in 3, 2, 1. Oh shit, it's longer. Like, I don't have a limit. Yeah, there's no reason to play that other than just sure it's fun and it's entertainment. I love Paul. He's such a cool guy. He's such a great guy. And again, you should listen to Checking In with Shomo. I'm going to say this right now. Show notes are going to be really bare on this one. I will eventually get around to putting the links there, but right now, again, busy. So I'm just getting this out. But anyway, yeah, that was fun. It's like, I didn't know how to use it. I really didn't. I was like, what am I going to do with this? Because it's really just, It wasn't Paul talking to me. It was Paul talking to his audience through my voicemail. So it was kind of silly. But anyway, going from Paul, I do have to make the next one is kind of important because coming up next, I have another guest that was supposed to be part of my Napopomo interviews. And we basically just because of time and we just talked for forever. And it's not that it was unusable, but it was just the mammoth account of trying to edit down a 3-hour conversation into a reasonable, like I said, I'm not going to make you listen to 2 hours. I'm sure as hell not going to make you listen to 3, but I had a great conversation with Steph Fuccio from the Geopats podcast. And we decided we're going to reconvene at a later date for her to be on the show. But for now, she did actually send me a voicemail, and actually, it has to do with Paul.
There's a beep. Oh my gosh, I can't remember the last time I've left a voice message. Hey, Adam, and whoever may hear this. This is Stephanie from the Geopets podcast. And so I'm editing an episode that I did with Paul Chomo, and he mentioned you, and you mentioned him. And a lot during Napopomo, y'all mentioned each other. So I feel like I need an origin story of when you first became aware of Paul Chomo. And just to make this fun, I'm going to ask him the same thing on his line. So we'll see if your stories align. How's that? Yeah. Have fun. Bye.
Haha, Stephanie. So when she actually asked Paul, he was a guest on her show. And she was like, oh, no cheating. You can't, listen back to his story. Well, one, I did because I listened to that last week. And two, our stories aren't the same because when he became aware of me is completely different than when I became aware of him. And so I think I've mentioned before how he's told the story here and he's told the story before whenever anybody mentions our friendship, which oddly enough does come up. But basically because Paul is friends with everybody. And so his side of the story is we have mutual friends. He started, he listened to me on account of we had mutual friends that were, that talked about each other. So he listened. It was 2 years ago during my first Napod Pomo when I was dying sick pretty much the entire month. That month ended with me cracking my ribs with just my cough and being sick. That was my first failure. And if we're keeping tabs, out of the 3 years I've done this, I've succeeded once. But yeah, that was basically it. I was super sick. He was like, oh my God, I can't listen to this guy cough his lungs up. And he unsubscribed. Later on, he was like, you know what? He's not sick anymore. Let me give this show a second chance. And he did. And somewhere in the shortly thereafter, we became friends. And in my case, I was familiar with Paul and I knew of Paul by name. I knew the reputation of the Varmints podcast, basically on account of, like I said, he's very well known. He's very well connected. Everybody knows a handful of people in the indie podcasting world, one of them being Paul Chomo. And it's like there's a 6 degrees of separation in indie podcasting to Paul Chomo, really. He is the Kevin Bacon of this industry. And so I'd heard of him. I honestly couldn't tell you how far back, because he's one of those guys where the Varmints podcast has been around for a few years. And oddly enough, we all kind of started in the same time frame. It's kind of funny. And that early to mid 2015, it's weird. But it was just one of those things. I'd heard of the Varmints podcast. And I'd heard of the Varmints podcast pretty much, I probably through like More Gooder Than and a lot of other friends of mine, like especially Heather Welsh from Sunshine and Power Cuts, who has, again, everybody's kind of connected through Heather. We're all friends through Heather one way or another. And so I think it was just one of those things where I remember he would make frequent appearances and his name would be dropped on More Gooder Than all the time. Paul and Santiago from Weird With You were always name dropped on More Gooder Than back in the day. And I just remember seeing a lot of posts from the Varmints podcast. And I honestly could not tell you at exactly how far back it was, but I do know that his name came up a lot and the Varmints podcast came up a lot. And I believe it actually, you know what? I think I know what it was. I think it actually was in an early promo that was run during the story behind, because there was a period where Emily would run promos that she would do where she would say, hey, when it was a Podern Family thing where she would say, hey, if you're interested in other indie podcasts, follow hashtag Podern Family. And she would name some different categories. Hey, if you were into this or this or this, and if you're into stories, learning about animals or this, then you should listen to the Varmints podcast. And eventually I was like, okay, it's a clean family show about animals. I need something that I can listen to with my kids. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to this Varmints podcast because everybody's saying it's such a great show. And so I did. That's it. And if you've listened to my review way back when I featured Varmints podcast, you've heard all this already. This is primarily for Steph. Sorry. Answering the question. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Is it came from listening to those promos and promos that are played by my friends. So I know they're good shows. That's really kind of it. But yeah, that's it. That and just in that time, I don't know. I don't remember if I reached out to him to say, hey, I'm going to be featuring your show, or if he reached out to me and we become friends. I honestly do not remember the origin of our friendship other than it all just stemmed from mutual friends. That's really it. So yeah. memories, years of brain fog and yeah. All right. I've got one more left, and this voicemail, I'm going to probably trim this up a little bit for you, but if you don't know, Jennifer, I'm going to butcher her last name. is the creator of NAPOD POMO, National Podcast Post Month. And she's been on, she actually was on Paul's show and she was on Steph's show, oddly enough. She was on both of their shows during National Podcast Post Month talking about it. And I've heard her a bunch of times in a bunch of different places talking about the origin of it. And basically it amounted to, why isn't there a 30-day challenge for podcasters like there were for novel writing and blogging and vlogging and all of the different things? They do a 30-day challenge in November. And she's like, oh, I want to do the one for podcasters. And there wasn't one. So she made it. That was 14. That was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. And so when I did my episode 21, which basically said, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be able to finish all 30 days. I'm not going to have 30 episodes in 30 days because life. And there were a lot of other people in it that didn't even make it that far. But I was bummed because I basically did it to myself, in part because of my goal for wanting to do 30 interviews, which blew that to shit. Again, between house stuff and everything that happened with Emmett, there was just no way that was going to happen. And then just the actual trying to edit those, because I was stupid and talked. So I had to edit them down. it was just too much, but she actually left me a voicemail that for all intents and purposes was like, hey, we all fail. It's okay. The creator of NAPOD POMO shared with me a story of her failing because she tried to do a bunch of interviews and she tried, she failed. And sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. It's not the end of the world. At least you tried. And I don't know why I'm telling you all this when I can just play the voicemail.
Hey there, it's Jennifer Navarrete with National Podcast Post Month. And I hear you, man. Totally epic failed on a year that I wanted to do interviews. I didn't just want to do one interview show. I wanted to do two interview shows. For year 10 of NAPOD POMO, I made this big, huge plan that I was going to interview alumni of NAPOD POMO, right? And then I was also going to do a podcast called the San Antonio Blogger Podcast, because I wanted to get to know some of the San Antonio bloggers. And then I was also doing a live show with someone that I really just adore and wanted to get them involved in podcasting. So I was going to make an attempt to repeat what I had done in November of 2015, which was to do 90 shows in 30 days. Guess how many shows I did that in the 10th year anniversary of NAPOD POMO, and successfully accomplished only one. And it was the one I did live with a friend. The other two that I recorded and needed to edit and needed to then, record and edit, those quickly fell by the wayside. I am very impressed that you got to 21 shows. Hats off to you, man. On the San Antonio Blogger Podcast, I got down to, I think I got 3 completed and recorded like 7. And then as far as the alumni show, I think I recorded maybe also 5, 6, or 7 and actually got maybe 2 out. Of course, the one that I did live did all 30. No problem. So here's my lesson to myself, was that if you're going to go and do interview shows during NAPOD POMO, it's got to be live or it just won't happen. Or at least that's my case. So I congratulate you for doing 21 interviews edited and out the door. Super impressed. And yeah, next year, there's always next year. Although, I know you're moving. I know you got stuff going on. But maybe you just release a nugget out of all of those interviews. Maybe you take the one key thing they said and release it out of the nugget. Something to think about. Anyway, wishing you well, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
So if you listened throughout National Podcast Post Month at all, I did not, in fact, do 21 interviews. I did about 8, and the rest of it was me bullshitting like I've been doing for the last half hour. But I did reach out to her and was like, hey, just because I didn't want to give the false impression to the creator of this big challenge that I was way more impressive than I sounded. But yeah, it was cool. It was really cool that, the creator of NAPOD POMO reached out to me to say, hey, we all stumble, we all fail sometimes, and to share that story. And I thought that was just really cool. And so, yeah, I mean, really, the circumstances, and I always seems to be that in November, whenever I try to do this, the circumstances of my life seem to kick me whenever I try and do something like this. And so I tried to do National Podcast Post Month 2 years ago, got really sick, couldn't finish it. Last year, I got sick, but I was able to fight through it. I had a couple of days that I was able, you know, I had to fight through to get to it. But I did it last year. This year, between the loss of Emmett and then when everything happened with the house, I was too damn stubborn and stupid to just say, you know what, I'm going to be too damn busy to do this and say, never mind, I'm not going to try this year, primarily because I'd done all those interviews. I'd done all those interviews with those people, and I did not want to waste their time, which is why, even though I didn't get to it last month, I'm going to try and release the interview with Paul from the Countdown this month, because I didn't want to waste his time. He spent 2 hours on a call with me, and I don't want to throw that away. His time is valuable. People's time is valuable. So I want to give that to you as well. And Steph and I agreed that it was more of just a fun conversation than necessarily an interview or anything usable. So we can redo it. Just like I did with Kate, we can redo it. Of course, I'm going to try again next year because I'm, again, stupid. And I'm going to plan. If I try and do interviews again, I want to do more interviews because there were a lot of people that I unfortunately had to cancel. And I literally lost about half of my interviews that I planned through the course of the month, just because me needing to cancel, which sucks. And I hated getting people like, hey, we're going to do an interview and I've got to cancel. It sucks. And so I want to make it up to all of them at some point coming up. I'll probably do more interviews. I may just do like smaller little snippet interviews and stuff, just bullshitting for like, I don't know, a portion of the show, something. I don't know. I'll figure something out. For next year, I'm definitely going to plan more. And if I'm going to do interviews, I'm going to keep them tight, minimal editing, and get it and just do more planning and be prepared for it. Because this year I came up with the idea and I executed it very poorly because I don't plan things like this. So it's a lesson. It's a lesson learned for next time. And that is the lesson for you, dear children. Is that when you're going to try and do something, failure is not always failure. Sometimes failure is just a lesson. And I always say that's where normal is not my specialty. I done fucked up plenty of ways. I learned to do things the hard way, because then I know why you got to do it the right way. Anyway, no more lessons for you today. That's going to do it for me this week. Hopefully it's still this week. I'm going to say my consistency is going to be completely shit for the rest of December, whether or not I get any more episodes out this month, strictly based on my ability to do so with moving plans and all the stuff. Just saying. So, that being said, you can find me at Odd Dad Out on all the social medias. Subscribe to the show at odddadoutpodcast.com. There's lots of links there for all of the different services you want. I still have not put the voicemail up on the website just because busy, but it's in the show notes. It's at 516-636-7631. That's 516-OTO-POD-1. Remembering it. I'm going to remember it. Leave me a voicemail. Tell me what you want me to talk about on the show. Or just say hey. Or bitch me out. I don't care. Go for it. But until next time, oddballs, I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you and good night.